Okay, we're on Pei Dalet on the base, towards the bottom. Gufa, two dots. Gufa, Omer of Yehuda Marav. Lohu Zoruk Sheiros Lehinosi Lipsulin. A Kohenes is allowed to marry a Cholol. Even though a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalola, but a Kohenes is allowed to marry a Cholol. Similar to the fact that a Kohenes is allowed to Matami Lemesim, she doesn't have the dinim of Kohuna. The Gemara is going to compare it to that later. So a Kohenes doesn't have the Isurim of marrying a people or apostle the Kohuna. Okay. But where it's also for the Kohen to marry that woman, the woman's Osir also. She's also doing an Isur. In other words, where a Kohen can't marry a Chalala, the Chalala is just as Osir to the Kohen as the Kohen is to the Chalala. But a Kohenes doesn't have the Isurim of Kohuna, and she can marry a Cholo. A Kohenes can marry a Cholo. She becomes a Chalala after that, and her children are Chalolim. But Lamaisa, there's no issue in her of marrying a Kohen, a Cholo. Gufa. That's the Omer of Yehuda Rav, Lohu Zoruk Sheiros Inosim Psulim. Okay. So Mara says, Lema Messiah Ole. Right, let's say that our Mishnah is Messiah. A cholol shenasa kshera. Says in the Mishnah, a cholol who married a kshera is mutter lebaaleya. That's one of the cases where she's mutter to the husband. So you see that a cholol can marry a kshera. My love, kohenes. My kshera, kshera lekohuna. Kshera doesn't mean that she's kosher. Lekohuna means she's a kohenes. That's what kshera means, not stama, regular bas Yisrael, but a person who's kosher to kohuna, meaning a kohenes. So Moshe says, "Lo, Yisraelis." Not talking about a kohenes, talking about a regular Yisraelis. A Yisraelis, somebody can marry a cholo, right? But and she's mutter to her husband. But there's no raya from here that a kohenes can marry a cholo. My kshera, kshera l'kohol. Kshera doesn't mean she's kshera l'kohuna; it means she's kshera l'kohol. She's mut, a regular woman, can marry anybody. Mara says, Yehochi yeshlo ach kosher, nomi kosher lekohol, right? Mashma from the Mishnah, that it says if he has an ach kosher, kosher for what? If you're saying now that it's kosher lekohol, that means he has a brother who's kosher to marry a regular Jewish, well, to who posel lekohol? Mashma, that he's not only posel kohuna, he's not only a cholol, but he's like some other issues, a mamzer, or something like that. That he's posel l'kahal. He has a brother who's kosher. If kosher means l'kahal, because we're saying now that kshera means l'kahal, then he's not kosher. What is he not kosher to l'kahal? Right? That can't be. El alav can't be that, because then it wouldn't fit the case of the mission. Right? El alav kohen. Kohen. Talking about where he's kosher to be a kohen. Who kohen he kohenes, and since by him it's talking about kshera lekohuna, by her also it's talking about kshera lekohuna kohenes. Mara says no, midiri hakadisa vakadisa. Each one's talking about its specific case, and that just because one's talking about kohuna doesn't mean the other one's talking about kohuna. Kshera by an isha can mean kshera lekahal, and kosher by the kohen could be to mean kosher lekohuna. The mission doesn't have to be parallel, consistent throughout. One place it could mean this, and one place it could mean that. Let's see Rashi. Mike Shera l'Kshera l'Kahuna. The Kaimalon Kohen calls man Shemotze Lisa Bas Kohen Lo Yisa Bas Yisrael. Kshera l'Kahuna means that she's l'Chatchil l'Kshera. A regular Bas Yisrael is also kosher l'Kohen, but really a Kohen is supposed to marry a Kohenes l'Chatchil. A Kohen who marries a Bas Yisrael is not the best thing. Unless she's a real Bas Talmud Chacham, whatever. But a regular Yisrael, because it says, Kohen calls Mancha Motze Lise, Bas Kohen, Lise Bas Yisrael. Omer B'Psachim, Sudas HaRishus, Bas Yisrael LeKohen. A Bas Yisrael LeKohen is only a Sudas HaRishus, not really a big mitzvah. Bigger mitzvah is that the Kohanim should marry a Kohenes. And therefore, that's called Kshera LeKohuna. Doesn't mean that a regular Israeli is not Kshera, but she's really Kshera LeKohuna. She's a Kohenes. Okay. So Mara says, no, Raya. Okay. Mosiv Ravin Bar Nachman. So Ravin Bar Nachman asked on this halacha that a Kohenes can marry a cholo. Lo yikochu. Lo yikachu. Twice it says lo yikachu. Right, Rashi? Lo yikachu. Lomali lemichtav lo yikachu tre zimne. Lahazir ha'isha al yidei ha'ish. Kezolkadaitich lahazir ksheiro shelo yinosu lechalolet. The fact that it says lo yikachu, by what's it called? Which case is it? It says, what's it called? Isha zolma v'chalola lo yikachu. The isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Could have said isha zolma chalolu grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Why did it say it twice? Why did it have to split it up? Right? The Kohen can't marry isha zolma v'chalola or a grusha. Say it all together. Instead it said lo yikachu and again lo yikachu. Why? To tell me, that just as much as the man, the Kohen, is also to marry these women, the women are also to marry the Kohen. But we think now that it means that just as much as a Kohen is also to marry a Pasul, a Psula, a Kohenis is also to marry a Pasul. That's the double Lo-Yikachu. That's what we think that it means now. That just like the Kohen is Muzer, the Kohenis is also Muzeris. Amar Rava, no, that's not what it means. Kohecha dehu Muzer, he Muzeris. Kohecha dehu lo Muzer, he lo Muzeris. What it means is, wherever there's an Isser for the Kohen to marry an Isha Psula, that Isha Psula is also to marry the Kohen. But not that a Kohenis is also to marry a Cholo. That's not what the double Lo Yikachu says. It just says that the same issur that applies to the man applies to the woman. And they ask the Chor, what do you need a special issur for? It's Lifneiver. If she gets married to the Kohen, she's a Grusha, she's making him over his issur. She's off over the issur of Lifneiver. So they say Lifneiver you wouldn't get Malkus for. But here there's a special lav itself. For that you get Malkus, so it needs a special lav. Tamara says,
why is it Lifneiver? I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's doing that on purpose.
No, but she is Lifneiver. It doesn't mean that you're fooling the person. It means you. If Tamara says, for instance, somebody asks you to pass me the ham sandwich, and he can't get it any other way. If you're passing it, you're over Lifneiver.
It's not just
Misayeya. No, it's Misayeya is only where he could have gotten it without you. Lifneiver is where he couldn't get it without you. So here, he couldn't marry this Grusha if she wouldn't marry. So she's creating the ability for him to go over an issa. That's Lifneiver. So Mara says, Mehocha nafka, that halacha, that in a case of issa, a man and a woman, where the man is also to marry the woman, that the woman is equally also to marry the man, that's what we learn from this Lo Yikachu, right? We learn that from another pasuk. The Omer of Yehuda Marav, the Chain Tonet Verbi Shmuel, Isho Isho Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Ha'adam. Man or woman who do any Yisurim, Hish V'Kosuv Isho L'Ish L'Kol Onshin Shebetorah. The Torah made equal men and women, his equality. Women get punished just as equally as men. So women who are looking for equality, here it is, right? Women have equal punishments to men. So, therefore, and same thing over here. A man, a Kohen, is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Equality for women, a Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kohen. That we learn from this pasuk. So you don't need the double Lo Yikachu to tell me that. It must be the double Lo Yikachu tells me that a Kohenis can't marry a Cholol either. Mara says, no. Imi ahi, havi amina lav hashova bakol. If I only know from Yehuda Marav, I would say that's a lav that's equal across the board for everybody, right? A mamzer marrying a Yisraelis or whatever, something that's equal to all Jews. But lav she'eno shava b'kol lo, but a lav that only applies to Kohanim, maybe there when men and women aren't equal. Maybe what's it called? The man, only the Kohen is over, and the Isha is not over, the Grusha is not over, right? Therefore, you need a special pasuk for both. One pasuk to tell me lav ha shava bakol, and one to tell me that even lav she'eno shava bakol. But to know that a kohenis is also a cholo, we have no raya, no source that a kohenis is also to a cholo, that wherever a kohen would be also, a kohenis is similarly also. No. wherever a Kohen is also, the woman he's marrying is also. But that a Kohenis is also to similar things that a Kohen is also, that we have no right. See? Omar Rava. Now, lo yikachu, lomali lemichtav lo yikachu trezimni. Why do you have to say lo yikachu? Lahazir ha'ish al yidei ha'ish. You tell me that the woman is just as awesome as the man. Because solkadayit, now we think that means lahazir ksheiros lo yinosu l'chalolim. That a Kohenis can't marry a cholo. Morris says, no, that's not what it means. It means that when a Kohen marries a grusha, the grusha is also of the over an issue. Omar Rava kol heicha over haikra lav lahazir ksheiros. That could tell me that a Kohenis is also to marry psule kahuna. Ella psulo shaloli nosu ksheiros. That a woman who's posel, who can't marry a kosher kohen, she's over the isser too. Shekshem shakohen muzer shelo likach zona v'chalola kach hi muzer shelo chtisa enu. Just like he's asked to marry her, she's asked to be married to him. V'chol hecha dehulo muzer kegon chol b'ksheira, right? But wherever he's not asked, like a chol b'ksheira, she's not asked either. So don't know raya from here that a kohenis can't marry a cholo. Onshim lav v'koris, avol esse lo havi onish. Women are equal to men when it comes to lavin. That's an onish, lav or a koris. But an esse, there's no onish for an esse. Hilkach mitzvah asei shazman grama nashim pturos. Therefore, mitzvah asei shazman grama, women are not similar to men, and they're part of mitzvah asei because that's not onshim. Avol lo asei. Ben shazman groma, ben shelo hazman groma, noshim chayavos, because that's hushvu onshla or kol ha'onshim shematora. Lav de kohuna eno shove bachol, shein noagim Yisrael. Lav de kohuna are not equal to everybody because they're only osur to kohanim. Hilkach ilo ashmin lo yikachu havi azin lekulo nifterum noshim. Therefore, if I didn't have a separate pasuk by kohanim that the woman is just as osur as the man, where the man is also to the woman, the woman is also to the man, I would say that doesn't apply, because it's not a lav hashava bakol. Only the kohen is also, but not the woman. Kamash v'lo, no, even by a lav shein or shava bakol, they're equal. Mora says v'hari tuma, the lav shein shava bakol, right? Tuma is a lav shein or shava bakol. The time in the course of Rachmona b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, and it's only because the Torah said a special meal. B'nei Aaron, Emra Kohanim B'nei Aaron, right? To tell me only male Kohanim are muzer not to be Matami L'Nesim, but not female Kohanos. Holav Hachif, it wouldn't have that special mute. I would say what? Havi Amin and Noshim Chayavos. Women are also Chayav, a Kohanis also can't be Matami L'Nesim, right? So what do you see? That even a Lav Shein or Shava Bakal, without a special Pasuk, men and women would be equal. So you can't tell me you need a special pasuk to tell me that lav shein or shava bakol, men and women are equal. We see by tuma they'd be equal, unless you have a special pasuk telling me they're not. But status quo would be they're equal. Mercer says, my time alav mishum to Rabbi Yehuda is why would we consider them equal to begin with? Not because of Rabbi Yehuda, because the isha shayasu that hushva isha, and it applies across the board even to lav shein or shava bakol. No, this is after we have the lo yikachu, which tells me that even by a lav she'eino shava bakol, men and women are equal. Now I would think by tuma that they're equal, even by lav she'eino shava bakol. I need a special pasuk tell me they're not equal by tuma, but it's only after the fact of the lo yikachu. But if I wouldn't have the lo yikachu, I would only have ish ve'isha asher yasu mikol chatos. I would say that doesn't apply to the Yisurei Kohuna, and I would have no Havamina that a Kohenis, is also to be Matame. I wouldn't need a Pasuk. But now that I have the Lo Yikachu, which says even by Lav She'eino Shava Bakol they're equal, now I need a Pasuk to tell me, but by Tuma they're not. By Tuma only the Kohen is Muzer, not the Kohenis. Ika Diamre, another way of learning this, Kicha Itzarichale. Right, you need the case of Lo Yikachu. Why? Because I would say the opposite around. Once I see by tuma that by lava shein eno shava bakol a woman is mamuat and she's not equal to the man, a kohenis is allowed to be matame, So I would think, therefore, by Isurei Kohuna also, the woman is not equal to the man, and she's not Osir. That's why I need the Pasuk, Lo Yikachu. So whichever comes first, that's why you need the other Pasuk. If the Lo Yikachu came first, you need the Pasuk by Tumah to tell me she's not equal. If the Pasuk of Tumah came first to tell me she's not equal by Tumah, I need a Pasuk to tell me by Isurei Chasana she is equal. Kamash Malach. Okay, Rashi. The Hari Lav de Tumah, the Ein Shava Bakol. The Ein Yisrael Muzorim Shaloliga. A regular Jew that is not also to touch something Tame. They'll see them are Kohanim. Kohanim Muzorim below Yisrael. Right? Could be a Yisrael is Muzorim Bishas HaRegel. That during Yontif, he's not allowed to become Tame because he has to bring Karbonos, whatever. Then a regular Jew is also Muzorim not to become Tame. But the Isser of Tumas Neis only applies to a Kohen. As a regular Jew, can go to the cemetery. Lav mishum de Rav Yehuda, alma afilu lav shem bosh ein shava bakol nafkala mehasim de nashir chayavos. Why would I think that a woman is equal, the Kohanis is equal to the Kohen when it comes to being matame? Pashtis from Rav Yehuda Marav. Shava isha leish lechol onshim to all lavim. Right? Tamar says, no, that's not why. I would think she's equal because of the pasuk of lo yikachu, which says even by a lav she'eno shava bakol, they're equal. Lo, the gamri mi lo yikachu, kolomra mi isho isho lo nafkelon, ela lav hashova bakol. Do itzrik lemute, velo benos aro, mishum di lo meate, havi gamrina mi lo yikachu, de mechayiv lenoshim alav sheinu shova bakol. Ika di amri kicha itzrikhale, le michtav, de belav shein shova bakol noshim uzoros. No, the opposite is true. I need the pasuk of kicha to tell me that even by a lav sheinu shova bakol, a woman is also just as much as the Kohen's also to marry her, she's also to him. Why would I think not? Because of Tumah. Because by Tumah it excludes the women. So I might think that just, you see over there, Alav Sheno Shavabakal, women are excluded. So they may be excluded by Sule Kahuna to the Gabi marriage. Kamash Malon, there they're not excluded. The Alpha Gadim and the Rav Yehuda Mishtama, Soka Daita Chamina, Lemigmar Mituma, the Lav Shein Shova Bakolu, the Noshim Peturos. That's why you need the Pasuk of Lo Yikachu. Okay. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereza, Rav Yeshua, Iklu Lihi Natsvu, La Asrid, Rav Idi Barovin. Rav Huna, Bereza, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Papa went to Hinatsvu. What's the Aleph over here? The Shechnetsvu. That's what the Bach has. It's different in the name. Shechnetzvo, which was the city of Rav Idi Barovin. He was the Rav there, in that city. Bo Minayu. So they asked them this Shaila. Hu Zoruk Sheiros Li Nosi L'Psulim. Olo. They asked him this Shaila. Is a Kohenis also to marry a Cholo? Or not? Is the Isser of Kahuna applied to Kohenis or only to a Kohen? Omer Luhu Rav Papa to Nisua. It's a Mishnah. Asori Yuchsin Olam Mibavel. Ezra brought with him from Bavel 10 different classifications of Yuchsin. Kohanim, Levium, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Geirim, Vicharurim, it's an Eved Mishuchr, Umamzerim, Nesinim, Shtuki, Vasufi. Kohanim, Levium, Yisraelim, Utarim, Lovels of Azeh. A Kohen, Levi, Yisrael are allowed to marry one the other. Levim Yisraelim, Chalolim, Geirim, Charurim, Mutarim, Lovels of Mizeh. A Levi, a Yisrael, a Chalol, a Geir, an Eved Meshuchra are allowed to marry one the other. But a Geir, Eved Meshuchra, and a Chalol are not allowed to marry, not allowed to marry a Kohen. Okay. Geiri, Chiruri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Mutarim, Labazeh. A Ger, a Meshuchra, Evid Meshuchra, a Mamzer, Nesin, a Shtuki, and a Sufi are allowed to marry one the other because they're not, Kahal Gerim is not called Kahal. The Ilu Kohenis Lechola Loktoni. It doesn't say that a Kohenis can marry a Cholo. It's Mashma that a Cholo, just like a Cholo, can't, what's it called, a Chalola can't marry a Kohen, that a Kohen can't marry a Kohenis either. So Amar Le Rav Huna, the Bereza of Yeshua, so Rav Huna, the Bereza of Yeshua, said to Rav Papa, Kol Hecha de Hani Nasmi Mihani, for Hani Nasmi Mihani Ktani. Kohen, Kivan, the Ilu Boy, Leminsam, Chalola, Asirale, Lo Ktani. Right? whatever, either one could marry, that's what it said. So it didn't say a Kohen can't marry a Chalal, a Memela, a Kohenes can't marry a Chalal. Equal. Also, the Kamed Ravidi Barovin, so he went to see Ravidi Barovin, he was the Rav of the city. Omer Lahos, he said to them, Dardiki, little children, they were probably younger than him, he was an older man. Hachi Omer of Yehuda Marav, Lahu Zoruk, Sheirosi Noslipsulim. What are you jeping about? It said Betherish, Yehuda said in the name of Rav that a Kohenis is allowed to marry a Cholo. Very finished, that's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Why did the people of the city ask
this to him? Why did they ask him and not the Rav? Either the Rav was out of town at the time, or what's it called, right, or whatever it is. Or they were mad at him, or whatever. There's a lot of reasons why. Well, they figure if they ask these young guys, that they'll know that they'll get a better answer than they'll get from the. I can think of other reasons, though. We'll see. In any case. Kohanim Levim Yisrael Mutarim Lovza Vezebezeh Levim Yisrael Chalolim Geri Charuri Mutarim Lovza Vezeh Avo Kohani Bechaloli Bechaloli Bechohenes Lov Mashma, that a Kohen can't marry a Chalola and a Kohen can't marry a Chalola and a Kohenes can't marry a Chalola. Omer Le Rav Kahuna, so Rav Kahuna said, no, La Olim Chaloli Bechohenes Shaper Domi. Really, a Kohenes can marry a Chalola. For Hardalot to Tanoa, didn't mention it, Mishum de Kohani Bechalol, since it wasn't reciprocal. It only said the case of Mutter were both sides of Mutter. But a Kohen and a Chalola is Aser, but a Kohenes and a Chalol is Mutter, so it didn't say both sides. Lop Sikale. The Cholhech, the Hani, Nasa Mihani, Vahani Mihani Ktoni. Okay, so in the end, Rav Idi Bar Ovin said, that to Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that a Kohenis is allowed to marry a Cholo.
Is there any significance to the fact that there's a Sikach comes between Cholola and
Why, that's the one that's set aside? What's not? It's between what's Isha Zolma v'Cholola and Grusha.
Yeah.
Grusha. Maybe that to tell me that the case of a Cholo specifically, but it's not. Right, obviously a Kohenes Grusha, although she can marry a Kohen, a Kohenes can marry a Gorush.